dear God, again, for giving your Son, Jesus Christ, the most gracious sacrifice, who went up on that cross and died for us. Lord, we thank you for everyone in attendance tonight. We thank you for bringing us our safely here. And Lord, we ask that when we reach the end of this afternoon, that you take us safely home. Now, Lord, we ask these and other blessings in your Son, Jesus Christ's name, as we say amen.
Amen.
Good evening again. To Pastor Rogers, Pastor Emeritus Walker, all other ministers in attendance, and to you, my church family and friends, welcome. On behalf of Sister Evans, the youth department, and our drama team, we are so delighted that you chose to join us this evening. We are so excited about this presentation, For God So Loved the World. And so we want you to know that you can sit back, relax, enjoy, and we are so glad you're here. Thank you.
tonight is about the past, the right now, and our future. If you are a sinner and lost, there is hope if you give your life to Christ. And if you are a Christian and have strayed away, tonight could be the night that you realize that the time is now to make a change. Our prophets of old believed and looked for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and truly believed that one day he died for each of us. The price has been paid. It was about the ninth hour. The veil of the temple was rent, and I mean torn. There hung our Savior. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. I truly believe that one day, on that glorious day, we shall behold his face. Yes, we shall behold him.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of the things not seen, according to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. One day we will meet Mary, who birthed Jesus into this world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Like our prophets of old, receiving their crown of life.
The angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a maiden engaged to a man named Joseph of the family of David. And the virgin's name was Mary.
Hail, them that are highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. The Holy Ghost shall come upon you, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow you. Therefore, which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. For with God, nothing is impossible.
Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Be it to me according to thy word.
Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah. She entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth, who was filled with the Holy Ghost. Mary stayed with her for about 3 months and returned to her own town. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on the rise when, as his mother, Mary was espoused to Joseph before they came together. She was found to be with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately.
Joseph, I'm in trouble. Tell him to hear the child.
What, Mary?
Joseph, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto Mary for thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins.
It came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus, then emperor of Rome, that all the world should be taxed. Everyone went to be taxed, each of his city. And Joseph went from Galilee for the city of Nazareth into Judea to the city of David, which is also called Bethlehem, to be taxed with his wife Mary. And so it was, while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should deliver. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him, and without Him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in Him was life, and the life was the light of the world, light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify of the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. John, who was the forerunner of Jesus, was baptizing in the wilderness and preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins.
Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent, for I am no longer spoken of by the prophet Messiah. But what you want crying in the wilderness, prepare you the way of the Lord, make it fast
free. The people of Jerusalem, and all of Judea, and all the regions around Jordan, came to John the Baptist. They were baptized by him, confessing their sins. Jesus walked for 2 days from Nazareth of Galilee to the fords of the Jordan River to receive the baptism that was being preached and practiced. But when John saw the Pharisees and Sadducees, he shouted,
This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased.
And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee, and was baptized by John the Baptist in the Jordan River. And straightway coming out of the water, he saw the heavens open, and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. Immediately the Spirit drove him into the wilderness.
Thank you.
Psalms 91:11 says, "For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways." Jesus has kept me in so many ways. And when temptation comes, he will keep you. Let's remember how Satan tempted Jesus. Jesus was full of the Holy Ghost on his return from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights. Tempted of the devil, he ate nothing, and afterwards, he was hungry.
When the devil had ended all the temptations, he departed from him for a season. Blessed is the man that endured temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and the recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord.
As Jesus preached repentance and taught his followers, he also called his disciples. Simon, called Peter. Andrew, his brother. James, son of Zebedee. John. Philip. Bartholomew, Thomas, Matthew the publican, James the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot.
And he gave them power to cast out unclean spirits and all kinds of sickness and disease. And seeing the multitude, he went up into the mountain and taught them, saying,
"Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they that are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are you when men shall revile you, and shall persecute you, and shall say all men of evil against you, falsely, for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they were prophets which were before you. Ye are the salt of the earth, and when if the salt hath lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out, and to be trodden under the foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it on your bushes, but on the candlestick, and it giveth light to all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray, standing in the synagogue and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Be not therefore like unto them. Verily I say unto you, they shall have their reward. But when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray for thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when thou prayest, use not vain repetitions like the heathens do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not like unto them, for your Father in heaven knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. Therefore, after this manner should you pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. If ye forgive me their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your heavenly Father forgive your trespasses.
When Jesus left Judea and departed unto Galilee, he went through Samaria near a parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. Jesus, being tired from his journey, sat on the well. It was about the sixth hour. Then came a woman from Samaria to draw water.
"Give me to drink."
"How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest to drink of me, which I am a woman of Samaria, and Jews have no dealings with Samaritans?"
"If thou knew the gift of God, and who it is that saith unto thee, 'Give me to drink,' thou wouldst have asked of him, and he would have given you living water."
"Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water?"
"Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water, springing up into the everlasting life."
"Sir, give me this water that you speak of, so that I not thirst, neither have to draw for this water."
"Go call thy husband and come."
"I have no husband."
"Thou hast said it well. I have no husband. But thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband."
"Sir, I have perceived that thou is a prophet. One Father worship in the mountain, and ye may be that Jerusalem is the place that thou art to worship."
"Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. We know what we worship. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth."
"I know that the Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell of all of these things."
"I that speak it to thee am he."
"Come see a man. Come see a man. He told me all about myself. Come see this man."
On this multitude, because they have continued with me 3 days and have nothing to eat."
"This is the death, and the time is now past. Send the multitude into the city."
"I will not send them away. Give me them to eat."
Master, we have but 5 loaves and two fish for this great multitude.
Bring them hither to me. Sit ye here.
And they did all eat and were filled. They took up the fragments that remained, 12 baskets full, and they that had eaten were about 5,000 men besides women and children.
For 12 long years. I've gone from doctor to doctor and none have done me any good. I've spent all the money I've had. But I've heard this man named Jesus who has been walking to and fro, teaching and healing the multitudes of all manner of sickness and disease. And if I could just touch him in his garment, I know I will be made whole.
Who touched me?
Master, such a multitude, and you ask, who touched you?
Somebody touched me, for I received that power that's gone out of me.
Lord, I knew that you had enough power in the hem of your garment to heal my body. I've had this illness for 12 years and gone to every physician, and none could heal me. But Lord, I believe that if I could just touch the hem of your garment, I know I will be made whole.
Daughter, be of good cheer. Thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace. People, go to your homes. Disciples, go to your ship. Thank you.
It is a spirit.
Be of good cheer. It is that. Be not afraid.
Lord, if thou bid me come to thee, Lord,
come on.
Lord, save me.
Oh, ye of little faith. For what reason did you die?
For thou art truly the Son of God.
Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him one taken in adultery. And when they had set her in his midst,
Master, this woman was taken in adultery in a very act.
Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what do you say? They said this to tempt him, that they might accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground, as though he heard them not. They continued asking him. He lifted up himself and said,
"He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her."
And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted, went out one by one, and the woman was left standing.
Woman, where are those that accuse you? Hath any man condemned thee?
No, me, Lord.
Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more.
Now, a certain man was sick, named Lazarus of Bethany, in the town of Mary and her sister Martha.
Not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified thereby. Into Judea.
And goest thou there again?
Our friend Lazarus is dead.
Lord, if thou would have been here, my brother wouldn't have died. But I know that even now whatsoever I ask of thou, God, he will give it to thee.
Thy brother shall rise again.
I know that he will rise in the resurrection in the last day.
I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?
Yes, Lord, I believe that thou art Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world.
Go bring Mary unto me.
Come, the Master has called for thee.
Loved him. Could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind prevent him from dying?
Roll the stone away.
Lord, by this time he thinketh, for he's been dead for 4 days.
The chief priests and scribes sought how they might kill Jesus.
What will you give me if I deliver Christ unto you?
We will give 30 pieces of silver.
So I heard that you seek Jesus, and I will deliver him to you. But first, you must wait, and I will tell you when the time is right.
Now, the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, when the Passover must be, the disciples came to Jesus.
Where would thou prepare for the Passover?
Go into the city to certain men, and say unto him, the Master said, my time is at hand, and I will eat the Passover at thy house with my disciples.
And the disciples did as Jesus had appointed. They made ready for the Passover. Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper so that we would never forget that he gave his body to be broken for us and shed his blood that we might have remission of sins. And when the hour was come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. And as they did eat, he said,
"Verily I say unto you, that this night one of you shall betray me."
"Lord, is it I?"
"Is it I, Lord?"
"No." "Is it I, Lord?"
"Yeah."
"He that dippeth his hand with me in the ditch, the same shall betray me."
"Is it I?"
"Thou hast said, that thou doest, do
Jesus went out into the Mount of Olives.
Verily I say unto you, all ye shall be offended of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am risen again, I will meet thee in Galilee.
Well, I shall be offended. I will never offend thee.
Verily I say unto you, that this night, before the cock crows, you shall deny me 3 times.
No, I said that I would be. I would never deny you.
Lord, I would never deny you.
Sit ye here while I go yonder and pray. My soul is exceedingly sorrowful unto them. Tarry ye here and watch with me. Stop for the taking. I said, and ye lay no hand on me. All this must be done, that the scriptures of the prophet must be fulfilled.
Where are your disciples? Where have you taught them to tell us of this doctrine?
I have spoken freely to the world. I even taught in the synagogue and in the church. Before the Jews, who report always, I have said nothing in secret.
Oh Father, for I have betrayed Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. I have sinned and betrayed his holy name.
What is that to us? For Jesus has been taken by soldiers to Pilate.
I do not know the man.
Surely thou art one of them, even thy speech betrays thee.
Surely, woman, I do not know the man.
And Peter remembered the word of Jesus, which before the cock crows, thou shalt deny me thrice.
Sanhedrin brought the divine prisoner to Pilate and asked him to trust the judgments that was being preached and practiced.
Such a strange dream. In my dream, you offered him bread, but he refused to eat. Then you offered him wine, and he refused to drink. Then you took a basin of water, and the man spoke and said, "You can run, but you cannot flee me. You can hide, but you cannot escape me. Sooner or later, you must deal with me, for I am part of you."
Such a strange dream.
What accusation brings ye against this man?
If he were not my factor, would not have delivered him by the day.
Am I a Jew? That all nation of chief priests are delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. Art thou king of Jews?
Thou sayest, I am king. To this end was I born. And for this cause came I into the world, that I might bear witness of the truth. And all they who are of the truth, hear it my voice.
Have that nothing to do with this just man?
Here's how many things have been witnessed against thee. What is true? I find no fault in him. Speakest thou not unto me? No doubt not that I have the power to crucify thee and power to release thee. I find no fault in him.
Thou hast no power except it was given thee from above. Therefore, he that delivered me unto thee hath the greatest sin.
You have a custom that I should release unto you one of the Passover. Will ye therefore that I release unto you the king of the Jews?
We have no king but Jesus.
Shall I crucify your king? Who shall I release, Barabbas or this Jesus whom is called Christ?
Have thou nothing to do with this just man? Because I have suffered many things in my dreams because of him.
I am innocent of the blood of this righteous man. I find no fault in him. See ye to it.
No pinch of incense as clear as the sky. No muttered prayers will calm the earth. Perhaps it is so little as the drop of his blood that has brightened this world.
I washed my hands of him. I said it was their affair.
One does not wash one's hands as such a man. One is not free of such a one.
They sentenced him not I. I called him king.
It was a taunt. It was a paper triumph over the Jews. As he hunts my dream pilot, he will hunt yours also.
They sentenced him.
Then why do you wash your hands?
I am innocent of the blood of this righteous man.
The blood remains.
You're wasting your time, Pilate. They won't come clean. You're in prison in the pages of history, red-handed in your guilt. So you washed your hands instead. What is it that your wife said to you? One does not wash one's hands of such a man. Sooner or later, Pilate, you will have to deal with him.
Release Barabbas.
And the soldiers plaited a crown of thorns and put it on his head. And they put on him a purple robe and began to salute him. Hail the King of the Jews! And they smote him on the head with the reed and did spit upon him. Bowing to their knees, worshipped him. And when they had mocked him, they took off the purple robe from him and put his own clothes on him and led him out to be crucified.
Thank you.
answers doubt the high priest's son.
Do not you receive the same condemnation? Are we the same? Were we justified the dual words in our error? But he has done nothing wrong. Lord, forgive me now when it comes to that thing.
Verily I say unto thee, that this day you shall be with me in paradise in my Father's kingdom. My God, in thy hands I commend my spirit. Eli, lama sabachthani. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? It is finished.
Let us see whether Elias will come and save him. This man Elias will come to save him.
We just saw Jesus hanging on the cross, taken from judgment hall to judgment hall, and then crucified. Let's look back at the biblical days when God spoke to Abraham about the people in Sodom and Gomorrah. Utterly evil, wicked people. Abraham just wanted to know if God was going to punish the good with the evil. God was willing to spare the city if he could just find 10 worthy. But if Lot's wife could speak today, she would say,
"Church, I knowingly and willingly did not do the will of God. After being delivered, I turned back and became a pillar of salt. I crucified him. I did.
Now what about you? Will you crucify the Lord today? As the children of Israel prayed and asked for a deliverance, he showed and they received proof of his goodness and power. But still, after being delivered, they took with them idol gods. Will you crucify him today by your lying, adulterous ways, your lust for the world? Will you crucify him today? And behold, here was a man named Joseph who begged Pilate for Jesus' body. Nicodemus had previously come to him.
Thank you. pipe. I know the Sabbath day now come. Will you please allow me to take Jesus the Christ body to repair it for burial?
You ask of me?
Yes, I humbly ask.
I found no fault in him. You may have his body.
Behold, Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus with a mixture of about 75 pounds of myrrh and aloes. Then they took Jesus' body and wrapped it in linen cloth with aromatic spices according to the burial customs of the Jews, where no man before was laid. A great stone was placed in front of the tomb to keep the body from being stolen. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women came to the tomb with spices which they had prepared for the body of Jesus. They carry with them their wicker baskets filled with spices and ointments. They approach the tomb sorrowfully. As they reach the tomb,
fear not, for I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, just as he said, come see the place where the Lord lay.
He's not here.
He has risen.
Our Lord, he's risen.
He's risen, he's risen.
He's risen.
Go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth forth before you in Galilee. There shall you see him.
Peter, Peter, a wonderful thing has happened. Our Lord and Savior has risen.
What is this, woman? What did you say?
It is true.
This can't be true. You must be mistaken. It is true. Our Lord has risen.
heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world.
A cloud came and received Jesus right up into the heavens. And as his disciples looked up, gazing into heaven, an angel appeared, saying,
"Oh, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye here gazing? That same Jesus that went up, he is coming again. He is coming back in the clouds.
It may be tonight. It may be in the morning. Will you be ready? Will you be ready?"
Oh, my God. Lord. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Giving thanks and honor to our Lord and our Savior Jesus the Christ. For he alone, I said he alone is worthy to be praised. Nobody but Jesus. Nobody but Jesus. There are so many people that we want to acknowledge and thank. We ask that you don't leave because these people have worked so hard to pull all of this together. We just thank God for it. We acknowledge our pastor, Pastor Rogers, Lady Rogers, Pastor Emeritus Walker, Lady Walker, all of our deacon trustees, all of you. We just say we give God glory, honor, and praise for what has occurred here tonight. And I just want to take this time out just to acknowledge our people that helped us. And as I call your name, just come out and take your bow. Brother and Sister Williams, Deacon Williams. Sister Bates. These are our narrators. Our media ministry, led by Brother Hollis. He's still in the back working. Deacon Long, still working. Ray McShane, still working. The whole media team. Our costume people. Oh, yeah. Led by Sister Holly. Where's Sister Holly? Okay, come out and let me see who you are. Amen. Our prop, led by Mr. Hubbard, Miss Matthew, come out and get your prop. All right, Mr. Hubbard, let them see who you are. And your team, Sister Matthew, Sister Elnora. And if y'all think it's easy, join them next year. You heard that, right? Them. Amen. Amen. Our culinary team, led by Sister Doris Lewis, they fed us well. Before the program, I'm surprised anybody can do anything because we fool y'all. We fool. And if you lifted a pencil, a piece of paper, I want you to stand and take your bow. You know who you are. Our lady on the door. Sister Fluker. Sister McGee. And Mother Burks. We want to give a big shout out to Brother McClain, who opened the doors early for us, closed the doors late for us, and he never said anything. But when it was time for us to go, he would come and walk close to the door to let me know it's time for y'all to go. But he never said anything. He never complained. No matter how late we needed to stay. And to all of our drama participants, just our little baby, our little angel, y'all take y'all back. Amen, amen. All of our disciples. Amen. And I tell you, that Judas was something else. Him and the chief priest. Man, they were smooth over there.
I thank God for everybody that was on here. If you was on this team, you had a part, we skipped your part, we messed up in your part, take a bow. Take a bow. And it looked easy sitting there, but it's hard work, y'all. And I was telling them, I went to a taping of This Is Us out in California. For 4 hours, it took them to tape a 30-minute thing. 30 minutes. So we've been working hard. And sometimes we only got 4 hours for a 30-minute thing. But we thank God. I thank each of you. My arm got long enough to hug you, but my heart is big enough to say thank you. Thank you. Our sister, Reverend McCoy, thank you for encouraging us along the way. You know, this some kind of man, y'all. This some kind of... Okay. We had a blessed time. And our Jesus, step out, Jesus. Ready to be his agent in Hollywood. He is ready. Great job. And we just thank all of you for coming and sharing. Did I omit anyone? Did I omit? Sister Maddox couldn't have made it without you. Felicia Kelly is out of town, but she was here to the very end, helping us out. You know, everybody just pitched in and came in and did what they needed to do. And if I had missed calling your name, charge it not to my heart, but a little bit to my mind. Because I tell you, you see how many people up here? Some people don't have these many people that are members of their church. And we thank God that our adults, our children was blended in and they was able to help us. Are there any visitors in the house? Any visitors? Just raise your hand. All right. I see my classmate, Mrs. Newton's mother-in-law, she's here. Thank God for that. And I called her out because I personally know her. We went from first grade all the way up to high school and graduated together. All right. There, Miss Newton is over there. All right. I think I'm finished. I don't want anybody to move just yet. We're going to call our dynamic pastor, Pastor Rogers, P.J. Rogers, up. You can come with him, Trinity. Come on, baby. That's it. Lady Rogers, come on up. This is our pastor. Our pastor, our Lady Rogers, and baby Trinity.
What an awesome job. Come on, give them another hand. Heartfelt. Heart. The feeling. Sunday morning is coming. And certainly we thank God for this season. We celebrate, commemorate the life and death, burial, and resurrection of our Christ. Certainly we thank God for giving him to us as a gift. And the gift gave his life. And we have abundant life and eternal life. We've been on a 40-day journey. We are 39 days in. And tomorrow is the 40th day in our Lenten season, Lenten journey. One more day.
And special emphasis has been placed on Jesus' life, his burial, his death, his burial, and his resurrection. Listen, if Christ had not come, we would be people to be pitied. But we can celebrate life, abundant life is intentional, purpose-filled life. And we can celebrate eternal life. Jesus says, I must go. And if I go, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you will be also. So we thank God for the life of Christ. Thank God for this depiction of his birth, his life, his death, his burial, and his resurrection. That they did not leave him in the grave, that he got up. Listen, when you hear that Sunday, you ought to just lose it. He got up. And you know how we love to say, with all power, heaven and earth in his hand. So, what a wonderful night. I want to salute Sister Evans.
Amen.
Amen. Bless you for a job well done, and certainly to all Reverend McCoy, assistant, and to all of you who played a significant role and a part in this depiction of Jesus' life, this drama, Easter drama. Listen, heartfelt, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I'm glad we got it on Facebook, and hopefully they'll have it on the other outlets so others can view it. And feel the same vibes and the same jubilance that we experience in this place on tonight. Amen. All right, Sunday morning, 8 o'clock service. 8 o'clock service. 9 to 10:30 or somewhere around there for our children's Easter program. They will be giving their speeches. And they will play act and dance. And we're looking for a spirit-filled time. And then at 10:30, we'll have the second service. I'm preaching both services with two different messages. So you want to be here. You want to go the distance. You want to hang out from 8 until. And then after the second service, we'll have an intermission and get you some rest, go on out and eat your Easter meal. And then at 6, we have the Matthew 25 house and the service for the Matthew 25 house. I think Reverend Erskine is preaching. Now, he did a wonderful job on Jesus tonight. And so he will be preaching this coming Sunday at 6. So three services Sunday. All right. All hearts and minds clear. Thank all of you for coming out and sharing. What a wonderful time we've had one with another. Okay, you want? You don't want to say nothing?
I don't have a whole lot to say. We don't want to prolong the time, but I just want to thank everybody who participated in this drama. They really worked hard for 6 weeks in order to try to get it right. We thought we was going to have to cancel it a couple of times, but God. But God. And I want to say that Reverend Erskine deserves an Oscar.
Amen.
I want to get out here so I can look at y'all. Canceling was not an option. Why? Because we walk by what? Amen. Not by how things look in practice. We knew God was going to bring it together. I want to say this, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart. The greatest thing to me about these past weeks practicing was the fellowship with each of you. I mean, getting to be close to you, getting to know some names and people I did not know. I love y'all to the bottom of my heart.
Amen. You know, I asked Sister Evans, I said, man, who wig you got? It's a miracle. If that's your hair, it's a miracle. Amen. I want you to perform one on me so I can grow my hair. Amen. All right, I just wanted to make you laugh. All hearts and minds clear, let us stand. All right. Father, we thank you for what eyes have seen, ears have heard, hearts have received. Thank you, Father, for the fellowship. For truly our fellowship is with you, the Son, and with God the Father. As you have given us fellowship one with another, we thank you, Lord, for this moment, this time, this season, that we, Lord, look to Calvary, Lord, to celebrate and commemorate, Lord, the life of Jesus Christ and the death of Christ, and Lord, his victorious resurrection. Lord, he got up because you raised him up from the dead. And Lord, the world asks, how do we know? We know because we feel him in our hearts. He walks with us. He talks with us. Lord, he tells us that we are his own. Thank you, Lord, for adopting us into the family by faith. And Lord, we ask of you to send angels before us and encamp angels around us to keep us as we travel along the way. Lord, let us make it to our humble abodes and, Lord, find rest. For your word says you give your beloved sleep. Lord, reprogram, refocus, rebuild, re-energize, redirect, rejuvenate us, revive us by giving us rest. And then, Father, if you're gracious to touch us and wake us in the morning, Lord, we'll do it better tomorrow than we've done it on today. And we'll be careful to give your name the praise and honor and glory it deserves. But Lord, we thank you. Now as we come down from this place, but never from your divine presence, we pray, Father, for grace and mercy. We pray for the communing of the Holy Spirit. Lord, that it will rest, rule and abide with us now, henceforth, and forever. And every heart say, amen.